Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Well, as always, it's very nice to have you joining me once again for another edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We begin with something from the big band era today. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, featuring vocalist Jack Leonard, with Marie.
Living in a great big way, mama.
Dutch pianist Rob Van Bravel playing Billy Strayhorn's Fantastic Rhythm. And we began with Marie, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, with vocalist Jack Leonard, recorded in 1937 here on the program. An album that we get quite a few requests from to play is a recording made by John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman. It's called, well, just that, John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman. We're going to be dedicating this now to a longtime listener of Jazz for the Asking, Paul Pierce, who wrote us to say this is his favorite jazz album of all time. He said when he bought the album, he even wore it out the first time and had to buy it again. Well, Paul, going out to you today, here's They Say It's Wonderful, Johnny Hartman and John Coltrane.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. So wonderful. So they say. The thing that's known as romance is wonderful. So wonderful. So they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand and if there's a moon up above, it's wonderful, wonderful in every way. So they say. Thank you. house one morning, and without any warning, you'll find yourself shouting that love is grand. To hold your girl in your arms is wonderful, wonderful in every way. So
vocalist Johnny Hartman and sax player John Coltrane from the album just titled John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman. It also features McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. And this is an album that I definitely would recommend to anyone. If there's something you'd like to hear on Jazz for the Asking, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is very simple, jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Dexter Gordon's next with Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry.
Thank you.
Quincy Jones and his orchestra from the only album he recorded for the Impulse label, called The Quintessence, with Robot Portrait. And before that, the one and only Dexter Gordon, with Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry. Coming up very soon, we're going to be doing a special edition of Jazz for the Asking from Jakarta, Indonesia, as we're going to be taking part in a small little jazz festival in Jakarta and be bringing you some of the best live concerts from that festival. We now move to Jack McDuff and David Newman from the Atlantic recording Double Barreled Soul. And this is kind of a, some people have called, a lost gem of jazz recordings. The composition we're going to listen to is called Untitled Blues, and it's also composed by the musicians themselves. Thank you. Untitled Blues, performed by Jack McDuff and David Newman from the album Double Barreled Soul. We now go to a letter that we got from a listener in Nanjing, China. His name is Li Ming. He says, "Keith, I don't know if you remember this, but back in 2002, I requested a song on the show that you were doing on China Radio International. The show was called Jazz Beat. And you played for me a track by the one and only Julie London. I just stumbled across Jazz for the Asking 3 weeks ago and have been listening ever since on Nanjing People's Radio. Can you play Fly Me to the Moon Again? Well, Lee, here it is for you. I hope you enjoy it. And I don't know if you remember this or not, but when I was in Nanjing for the Nanjing International Jazz Festival, I did a series, especially for Nanjing People's Radio, that coincided with the show that I was doing nationally for China Radio International. And I think that I may have copies of those programs. You may even remember them. If you didn't, I'll make sure that I'll send you one, because I believe that I played the same song for you then on that show, as well as the one that I was doing for CRI. Well, here is Julie London and Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
That's certainly a song that many of you will remember. Time After Time, that was a big hit for American pop singer Cyndi Lauper, but it was performed there by Cassandra Wilson. Before that, a request going out to, I suppose I can call you a longtime listener, the wonderful Julie London and Fly Me to the Moon, for a listener that remembers me from the days when I hosted Jazz Beat on China Radio International with Fly Me to the Moon. Let's now move to Agog and Zap, two groups from the Netherlands that released an album called Meltdown in 2004. It's a composition that these two groups wrote themselves. It's called The Song Within. two groups performing together, Agog and Zap, with Meltdown. Our final selection today comes from Sonny Rollins, from an album called Way Out West. And it's a song that was recorded by a number of people. The one that the people will most remember was made by Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. I'm an old cowhand, Sonny Rollins.
Thank you.
Sonny Rollins, I'm an Old Cowhand. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking. Our email address is, as always, jazz@pcjmedia.com. You can also listen to this program and catch past editions and the specials at our website, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, hoping to see you all again very soon. Until next time, bye-bye.